Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also reported to have said, undoubtedly, sadaqah extinguishes the wrath of Allah azza wa jal and it prevents a bad death. Allahu Akbar. You know, we should be afraid of the wrath of Allah azza wa jal. We should have that fear inside us of the wrath of Allah azza wa jal. And here we are told that if we give sadaqah, it extinguishes the wrath of Allah azza wa jal. Not only that, it prevents a bad death. And what is a bad death? A bad death is not someone that you would say, oh, it's a painful death, that he died in a car accident, or he died in this accident, or he died in that accident. A bad death is a death where you die without iman. That is a bad death. Commenting on this blessed hadith that I just mentioned, that undoubtedly sadaqah extinguishes the wrath of Allah azza wa jal and prevents a bad death. Commenting on this blessed hadith, Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala stated that a generous person giving charity leads a happy life and does not suffer from worldly troubles. If he ever faces trials and tests, Allah azza wa jal blesses him with a peace of heart which helps him to have patience and earns him reward. You know, problems are there. We always face problems. We're always facing problems. Throughout our lives, if it's not this problem, it's that problem. If it's not that problem, it's another problem. And throughout our lives, we're constantly juggling problems. You know, we seem to, like, some people say, oh, we have one step forward and two steps back because we just solved this problem, but now we've got two problems to solve. But if you spend in the way of Allah azza wa jalla, we're told that when you face these problems in your life, when you face these problems in your life, then inshallah azza wa jalla, you'll have peace in your heart, you'll have patience in your heart. And you'll have this patience in your heart, and when you face these problems with patience, then that patience itself will earn you a reward. In short, viewers of Mother Channel, trouble does not lead him to commit any sin, but rather it brings him forgiveness. So bad death, as I've said, implies losing your iman at that time. So we need to make a habit of spending in the way of Allah azza wa jalla. And from what we've heard so far, viewers of Mother Channel, we can see that sadaqah, it closes the door of evils. Sadaqah extinguishes the wrath of Allah azza wa jalla. Sadaqah provides a cure for the ill. Sadaqah is a means of protection from accidents. Sadaqah increases good deeds and saves you from a bad death. But regrettably, my dear viewers of Mother Channel, despite having so many virtues of sadaqah, we hesitate to spend on good acts. Someone is facing a domestic problem or a family trouble. Someone is facing a problem with a job or with a business. But again, you know, we're not realizing that maybe the problems that we're facing, rather than looking in the mirror and thinking, maybe the problem is me. You know, that person that I'm looking in the mirror, he is maybe the root of my problems. Because why? He's never prayed to Allah Azza wa Jalla. He's never done zikr. He's never done durud-e pak. He's never given any money in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This person that's looking me in the mirror, he's the cause of all my problems. But unfortunately, what we do is we look around and think, oh, it's because of him, because of what's happening over there, it's because of the economy, it's because of this situation and that situation. Maybe the problem that you're facing is because of you. Have you ever looked at yourself and thought to yourself, what am I doing? What am I doing that's caused this to bring upon me? You know, we said that many people will say that when they face a difficulty and they face a problem and they say to themselves, you know, I don't know what sin I've committed. I don't know what sin I've committed to be facing these problems. But if you're honest with yourselves and you sit down, you'll realize how many sins have you committed? Do you even remember the sins that you committed? How many namazes have you missed? How many fasts have you missed? How many times have you lied, backbited, sweared? How many times have you hurt the heart, the feelings of a fellow Muslim brother? How many times have you been disobedient to your parents? How many times have you consumed haram liquid or haram food? How many times have you earned haram money? How many times have you backbited? This is just a small list of the sins that maybe this list can go on forever. How many sins we've committed? Do we ever sit down and think about the sins that we've committed? Allahu Akbar. We need to look at ourselves and look at our situation. And what happens is the only time, unfortunately, we seem to remember spending in the way of Allah azza wa jalla is when we face a calamity. Even then, very few people do that. Fortunate are those that spend in the way of Allah azza wa jalla when they face a calamity. The majority of us don't even do that. But we need to make a habit to spend in the way of Allah azza wa jalla all the time.